From the studios of Wavefront Audio Visual Engineering in Schenectady, New York, this is Little Brother, the show where we talk about high technology, low intelligence, crime, greed, corruption, and all of the wonderful things that happen when you mix them together. Like any responsible little brother, we tell on Big Brother. My name is Chuck Ritter, and I'll be your host as we explore this world of the high tech. This is episode 55 of Little Brother for the 9th of October, 2021. Stay tuned. Little Brother is right around the corner. As always, I'd like to remind everyone that the opinions and views expressed in this program are strictly those of the participants and not necessarily those of anyone else who may, for whatever reason, attempt to claim them. Responsible parties with an opposing viewpoint may request an opportunity for a rebuttal. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can write me at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com. So let's get started. One of the problems with ransomware is understanding the scope of it. Unfortunately, an unknown amount of ransomware goes unreported. On Wednesday, U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco penned an op-ed for CNBC in which she expressed the need for Congress to do something about this. Mechanisms to report these attacks exist, but they're not well publicized. One of my listeners, who goes by KnightRider007, wrote that there are existing reporting measures, but that they don't share data between them, and that what the Justice Department wants is a centralized repository of reports. Currently, the closest thing we have is a site run by CISA, which in turn demonstrates the problem perfectly by presenting you with links to several government agencies where you might send your actual report, all in different formats, naturally. It does seem, though, that some in Congress are taking notice. On Thursday, Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat of Massachusetts, introduced a bill that would require all ransomware payments to be reported to the DHS. This seems fitting. Some of you may recall from episode 46 that this is the one and only government department that seems to take their own cybersecurity seriously. On Thursday, the .club top-level domain went offline. The domain, administered primarily by GoDaddy, was offline for about 2 hours, preventing any new domains in .club from being registered and preventing existing .club domains from resolving, effectively taking those sites offline. All 6 official name servers for the domain were unavailable via either IPv4 or IPv6 for the duration of the outage. Also offline at the time was the vanity top-level domain .hsbc. Users of Apple iOS devices will soon have an easier time deleting accounts for the various apps that they use. The summary for a new developer guideline for the Apple Store states, quote, "The updates to the Apple Store Review Guideline 511 last June provided users with greater control over their personal data, stating that all apps that allow for account creation must also allow users to initiate deletion of their accounts from within the app. This requirement applies to all app submissions starting January 31st, 2022. This is potentially something of a game changer, as a number of websites and services have a history of making it very difficult to delete your account. Yes, I'm looking at you, Facebook." Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is alerting about 6,000 of their customers that funds may have been stolen from their accounts. In the letter to customers, Coinbase states that they do not believe they were the source of the initial information used to gain access to the accounts. However, customers that use SMS text messages as a form of two-factor authentication were exposed to the attack. The attack was not an attack on SMS itself, but rather on Coinbase's implementation of it. Coinbase updated their protocols to prevent a repeat performance and are covering their lost funds. Also, as usual with financial services, they are offering free subscriptions to a credit monitoring service. Tesla is now offering a so-called full self-driving mode in general availability. For reasons that are not entirely clear, signing up for the service will require you first to spend a week having your driving scrutinized by Tesla. Tesla have issued a guide detailing the rubric by which drivers will be scored. Pass, and you get full driving mode. However, as I discussed in episode 45, these systems aren't perfect. While the bug mistaking the moon for a yellow light has probably been handled, there are likely to be others lurking, and the question remains whether or not the technology is ready to be released en masse on the nation's streets. And those are the headlines. You're listening to Little Brother. You know what that music means. It's time for another episode of Who Got Pwned This Week. First up this week, we have Twitch. Twitch lost control of everything. On Wednesday, a magnet link was posted on 4chan along with a message saying that the leak was intended to, quote, foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space because the Twitch community is a disgusting, toxic cesspool, end quote. Of course, 4chan is anonymous with a small a, so there really is not much info on who it was that made them their tweetch, but the content found in the torrent appears to be legitimate. Data included encrypted passwords, two-factor authentication seeds, payouts, source code, literally everything that is Twitch. My advice to listeners, if you authenticate by password alone, change it. If you authenticate by two-factor, you will also want to reset your two-factor authentication because they have that also. Ironically, if you use SMS for your two-factor authentication, something I normally would absolutely recommend against for security reasons, you're actually probably better off than the rest of the user base. This one incident, however, does not change my advice. Second, we have one that you've likely never heard of, a company called Cineverse. You've probably used Cineverse even though you've never actually heard of them. Cineverse is a telecommunications provider based in Tampa, Florida, and was spun off of GTE. They're sort of a clearinghouse for voice and text traffic between carriers, so for instance, if you're using a T-Mobile phone and you send a text message to your friend who uses Verizon, Cineverse is the company that gets it there. If you make a phone call from your T-Mobile phone to a family member on Verizon while you yourself are roaming on AT&T's network, yep, Cineverse is the one that handles all of the accounting for that. Because literally every cell network in the US is involved in that phone call. Now, I called this a pwn of a week for this week, but the actual pwn appears to have happened 5 years ago. During those 5 years, the threat actors have had access to data including the lengths of phone calls, what they cost, who called, who they called, and where they are both located, and, most irksome, the actual content of people's text messages. All of this information was revealed quietly by the company in a filing sent to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, buried deep in an 836-page report. My advice to listeners for this one is, don't assume that your phone calls and text messages are private. I've been a user of the Signal Private Messenger app since about 2015, and I recommend it very highly. It features end-to-end encryption and obfuscates who you are contacting, and it can handle both voice and text, as well as video. For Android users, it has the bonus feature of being able to actually replace your SMS app so you don't need to use two different apps unless you have other platforms that you want to message on as well. Third and final, I don't think this Pwn of the Week would be complete if I didn't mention an own goal on Facebook earlier in the week. There are various theories going around about what happened and how coincidentally timed it was with a whistleblower speaking out. I'm not particularly inclined to entertain those ideas or to suggest that anybody else do so, but ultimately what we have here is a very badly timed configuration change that went wrong, and it went so catastrophically wrong that it fully removed Facebook from the internet. How fully? So fully that some domain registrars actually offered Facebook.com up for sale as a valid and available domain, and that attempting to look up Facebook.com using DNS would return a negative response, NX domain for those in the know. So thoroughly even that if you had an IP address to get to them, it would never reach. So thoroughly that every internal system failed, to the point that they ended up using angle grinders to break into the data center because the electronic locks on the doors would not open. So bravo, Facebook, your outage was big enough to warrant a Pwn of the Week, even though it was a shot on your own goal.
So, would anyone like to share?
All right, I'll go. Hi, my name is Chuck, and I'm a Facebook addict.
Hi, Chuck.
I know what Facebook is. I know what it has always been. It's always been about learning about me, getting to know me inside and out, what I love, what I hate. But it's not evil, right? They just want to sell me stuff. I know what it needs from me. It needs my attention. That's all it wants. Just my attention, right? Facebook is a dirty little attention whore. Facebook doesn't care about me. It doesn't love me. But it knows how to push my buttons. It knows how to get my attention and hold it. Even when I'm not logged in, it's taking up space in my mind. It found me someone to argue with. Someone I will never agree with. We argue. And Facebook keeps putting the argument in front of me. And even when I'm not logged in, the argument dominates my mind, thinking about how to make the perfect comeback, just because Facebook knows that that will get me coming back for more. But there is no perfect comeback. The other guy's probably just as fucked up as me. I mean, I guess maybe he doesn't see it. Probably not, but maybe he does. I mean, for all I know, he's in this room. I can't stop thinking about the argument, even though I know I'll never win it. What would it mean if I did anyway? Nothing. Fucking internet points. Whoopee. So one day I decided I'd had enough. I was going to quit Facebook. But I couldn't just do it now, could I? Oh, no. I had to make sure all my friends knew how to reach me. Yeah, I see a lot of heads nodding in the room. You all know what I'm talking about. You know where this is going. You've all heard this story before from other people. So I logged in. And it's almost as if Facebook knew why I was there. I logged in and I was greeted with a picture of my 4-year-old grandson in a shark costume. And my heart just melted. Cute as hell. Facebook knew why I had come there in the first place all those years ago when I first signed on. And it seemed to know why I had come there this time and what to do to make sure that I came back again. And sure enough, I gave Facebook another chance. I logged in last night. A new argument. This time, one that would drive a wedge between me and a friend. No good. No good. Never forget what Facebook is. It's an attention whore. And it will destroy your friendships. It will destroy your life. Even your entire fucking country if it has to. It's addicted to the attention, and so it makes sure that we become addicted to giving it that attention. It's a digital codependence. That's all I got.
Okay, Chuck, thank you for sharing. Anybody else?
Little Brother is produced, recorded, edited, and hosted by yours truly, Chuck Ritter. Special thanks to Fungaboo and the crowd at Helix for web hosting support. Shout out to the Albany 2600 group. Thanks to Knight Rider 007, Asriel, and Thriller at Play for story ideas. Additional thanks to Mystere 73, Sky Raider, and Evil Midweek Cutie for additional voices in Facebook Addict. Our headline music is Adrenochrome by Super Action 80. Our Who Got Pwned music is Analog Summer 3 by Asarhad. And our theme music is Around Chaos by Heatseeker. If you have questions or comments about this podcast or want to join the conversation, please drop me an email at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com. Join us next week when Little Brother tells on Big Brother once again. Stay safe and be well.